Did you know canine caviar diets are formulated with common health concerns in mind, such as diabetes, cancer, and kidney disease? You see, canine caviar uses low GI carbs, which reduce hunger and prolong physical endurance. Free of GMO, gluten, hormones, steroids, and antibiotics, canine caviar's five-star dog and cat foods are the only alkaline-based foods in the world, and that promotes a healthy lifestyle for your furry family. Find out more at caninecaviar.com.
If you have cats, I bet you didn't realize there's a connection between common health problems in cats to the type of litter you use. Ammonia forms in the litter box and can cause vomiting, diarrhea, drooling, panting, and even upper respiratory infections. You can stop this by switching to Cat's Incredible Litter. It has patented technology that stops ammonia from forming, with all profits going to help animals in need. Available now at your local pet store and Petco stores nationwide.
Did you know that the average family visits 5 websites before booking a vacation rental? It can take hours, if not days, to book vacation rentals online. This is not the ideal way to start your vacation. Hi, I'm Jen O'Neill.
And I'm Jeff Manheimer.
And we're the founders of Tripping.com, the world's largest site for vacation rentals.
Vacation rentals are the perfect option for families, groups, and even solo travelers. They're more affordable than hotels, offer way more space, and come with perks like free Wi-Fi, parking, fully stocked kitchens, backyards, and hot tubs.
Tripping.com is the fastest and easiest way to book vacation homes. Simply type in your destination, and we'll show you all available rentals from Vrbo, TripAdvisor, Booking.com, and more. With over 8 million homes to choose from, you're sure to find the perfect place to stay.
Visit Tripping.com today to book rentals in Virginia Beach, New York City, Maui, Lake Tahoe, and international spots like Paris, Rio, and Sydney.
And with our price comparison tool, you'll save an average of 18% per night by booking your vacation rental on Tripping.com.
That's TRIPPING.com.
To book a place to stay, visit Tripping.com today.
Not available in all states.
Whoa, what do you have there?
It's a Reese's Irvy's frozen yogurt. We just had our robot make one.
A robot made your frozen yogurt?
Yes, the world's first fully interactive robot vending machine that serves 9 flavors of delicious yogurt with 6 amazing toppings. And it's available for an exclusive franchise opportunity.
How do I get my own Reese's Irvy's robots?
It's easy, but you better act now. Locations and machines are going fast. Just go to froyofranchising.com and enter promo code 3434. That's froyofranchising.com, promo code 3434.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend, Tree Branch.
Hi, it's me, Tree Branch. So, about the other night, look, it's no secret your roof and I never quite got along. It's a roof and I'm a branch, and that's how these things go. But I'm calling to say I'm really, truly sorry about what I did to your gutters and skylight. And also, I'm not paying for the damage. Okay, bye.
Trees never pay for roof damage. Luckily, one call to the Geico Insurance Agency makes it easy to switch and save on homeowners insurance.
This is an Animal Radio News Update.
I'm Lori Brooks. Virgin Australia Airlines is positioning itself as the pet-friendly airline, and in so many ways, and you're not going to believe what they're doing to back up that claim. They have offered to fly rescue dogs across the continent to new owners for free. That's only in Australia, though. The airline is partnered with Jet Pets and will be helping animal welfare groups connect surrendered or abandoned dogs with new owners. One rescue director there says the free travel offer will literally save the lives of thousands of pets, because sometimes those rescues have to go outside their local area to find a pet its perfect forever home. And this offer also opens up the entire country to find those new homes and give pets their well-deserved second chance. If I were to ask you, I feel like Alex Trebek doing that, but the residents of which country have the most pets? What country would you say?
China.
That's a good guess.
I'd say the United States.
Really?
Yeah. Sure.
No. You know, neither of you are right. I'm sorry about that. But the U.S. is in the top 5, Judy, number 5 to be exact. And according to an online survey of more than 27,000 people in 22 countries around the globe, pet ownership is highest in Latin America, with 80% of people in both Argentina and Mexico having a pet.
Oh,
so
wow,
they
that's
have
high.
More pets. I know. Who would have thought? Now, Brazil is third on that list at 75%. Then Russia. Russians have more pets than we do. And then the USA is fifth on that list with 70% of us being pet owners. Now, most of those pets in every country there that we just talked about in the top five, except for Russia, most of those pets are dogs. Now, in Russia, cats are way more popular than dogs. 57% of Russians, more than half, have a pet cat, compared to only 27% who have a dog. France and the United States, though, are just behind Russia in the percentage of cat owners. Some other findings that are interesting from this survey: Asian countries have the smallest number of people who own pets, and the country with the least amount of pets is South Korea.
Huh.
Now, yeah, when it comes to the battle of the sexes, you know, the women versus men thing, the survey found that women are slightly more likely to have a dog or a cat as a pet. However, I thought this was hysterical. Men are more likely than women to have pet fish.
Huh.
Okay, you know, you think about that. Any guesses on which country takes the title of having the most pet fish?
China.
U.S. United States.
Now, keeping fish as pets is most popular in, we got to give this to Hal, China.
He knew if he kept saying China, he'd eventually get it.
Yeah,
right.
He'd eventually get one. And yeah. You got one, too, pretty close. Birds as pets. Any guesses on that country?
See, and I'd say like South America, Latin America. Yeah.
Turkey. People in Turkey. Yeah.
Wow.
I know there's some real curveballs in that survey, but
there sure is.
It was very interesting. Now, really, Hal, I have to tell you, sent me this story and I read it. It was just so amazing. I have to say, I looked at it. I almost shot him an email and said, thanks a lot, Hal, because now I'm bawling my eyes out. So I'm going to tell you about these pictures. If you've seen them already, you've probably shed a few tears yourself, but there are 26 photos that capture the moments a pet owner is treating her dog to a fun-packed, if it can be that, final day before taking the dog to the veterinarian and saying a final goodbye. Mm. It's just a heartbreaker. It really was. An Imgur user shared the pictures of a pit bullish-looking dog named Hannah. And Hannah was enjoying some of her favorite things on her last day. The first photo shows Hannah sitting in the front seat of the car, holding her head down. It's kind of a sad picture. And the owner captioned it, I don't know if she knows or not, which puts a lump in your throat, right?
Sure, sure.
Yeah.
The next picture shows Hannah, really sad, kind of puppy dog eyes, looking at the camera in the caption. She trusts me to make a choice, no matter how hard it might be. And that really is just so true. But every picture was just so moving. And it just becomes more and more tear-jerking from there. Another picture of Hannah says, I know she's tired, but the stairs are hard, the hills become mountains, and the pills don't work. And then the next photo caption is a picture of Hannah, of course, Hannah the dog. But if I have to make that choice, the owner writes, then let's make the last day the best one yet. Mm-hmm. And there are some uplifting pictures in there. And making Hannah's last day the best, the owner first treats her to some pampering and captured a few images of her getting a hot bath for her aching bones. And then she had a heart-shaped beauty mark, a temporary tattoo kind of thing, put on Hannah's shoulder. And then Hannah went to McDonald's and got a cheeseburger.
Oh, yeah.
And, that's like, I've done that before. I've taken a dog through the magic window to get some McNuggets. But then come the photos of Hannah's human sibling saying their goodbyes to the dog they've known all their lives. You know, and how do you tell children that? They're probably, about 6 and 8, if I had to take a guess. Then there's a few happy photos. Hannah wearing pink bandana, getting her nails painted pink and all this stuff. And she's standing there with another dog, and both the dogs are smiling. It's an old dog friend of hers. The second to the last photo, so you're getting to the end, you're already crying, right? And this series shows Hannah in the car with her owner. This is the second to the last photo as they ride to the vet clinic together. Mm. And then the last photo, you know, you think, okay, if this is them going to the vet, the last photo is just heart-shattering. I couldn't get it out of my head for several hours. Is the owner, a girl, young girl, probably in her 20s, I would say, early 30s, lying on the floor next to Hannah. They're both there on a blanket and she is tightly hugging, and you can see her face as she has her arms around her dog on the tile floor, on the blanket, as, you know, the life slips out of her baby.
Sure.
That was, you know, anybody who has ever had to do that, I think it just really brought back all that pain.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Well, I'm going to post the links to that, if we can, over at the website.
Oh,
or
you have
our Facebook page for
that. I saw that.
And yeah. You know what? That's such a great idea. If you have to put your animal down, your dog, it's why not just give them one great last day?
Yeah.
That's great. I love it.
You know, I thought so, too. You know, it's like they deserve a day. It's not like, you know, coming home from work at 5 o'clock and getting them to the vet by 6.
Yeah.
Yeah. Spend the day with it. Doing things they enjoy.
Right. So, Hal, thank you for sending that. I don't know that I would have had the courage to look at it, but it was it was real touching. Thanks. Okay. You look at the photos. I'm going to wrap it up. I'm Lori Brooks. Be sure that you get more breaking animal news. We'll give it to you anytime you need it, where we will have the links to those photos at animalradio.com.
This has been an Animal Radio News Update. Get more at animalradio.com.
Hello, Animal Radians. It's Robert Semro, your Pet World Insider, here with this week's Animal Radio List, 5 things dog owners must do to achieve harmony in the home. There are certain things that every dog owner should do to achieve harmony in the home. And while some of them seem obvious, things like patience and knowledge, well, how those are used and applied are quite different, and patience and love only go so far. So let's begin with having a regular schedule. In other words, what are you going to do with your dog on a regular daily basis? It doesn't have to be complex or wild, but it should be consistent. Having a plan is a key to harmony, regularity, and of course, a peaceful environment. Next, what activities will you be a part of on a regular basis? Much like your 2-legged children, your 4-legged kids also need a regular schedule and pattern. Will there be daily walks, swims, or just a good amount of time devoted to belly rubs on the couch watching TV? Again, consistency is important. Activities have a huge impact on their physical and mental health, so a daily walk is almost a must-do for most breeds. And then there are some breeds who excel at outdoor activities, things like frisbee catching, agility courses, dock diving, and so much more. There's never been more things to do with your dog than there are today. Find something that you love, and they'll love it as well. Next, you can't exercise your way out of a bad nutritional diet. So depending on your previous answers, you'll now need to figure out what your nutritional approach is going to be. There's so many important things to understand about nutrition that you need to commit some time and effort to understanding your pooch's needs. Again, nutrition's the foundation for everything we get out of our pets. One of the more common things I'm hearing about these days is pet allergies. And does your pet have a food allergy? Would you even know if they had a food allergy? And did you know that there are tests that can help you determine if your dog has food allergies? Work with a qualified veterinarian or pet nutritionist to find out what's best for your dog. It'll save you time, money, and your best friend can avoid some of those messy, upset stomachs. Health planning is also important. Remember, just because your pet isn't showing symptoms of being sick doesn't mean that you should skip a visit to the vet. Additionally, every dog owner must have a team. That's right, assemble your super dog team. That team should include a veterinarian, a groomer, and a caregiver who can watch your pet when you're not available to. I know there's many other things that you can add to that team, and I encourage you all to do that. In the end, your dog will find peace and harmony when you find peace and harmony. Share your dog parent home harmony solutions on our Animal Radio Facebook page.
Did you know canine caviar diets are formulated with common health concerns in mind, such as diabetes, cancer, and kidney disease? You see, canine caviar uses low GI carbs, which reduce hunger and prolong physical endurance. Free of GMO, gluten, hormones, steroids, and antibiotics, canine caviar's 5-star dog and cat foods are the only alkaline-based foods in the world, and that promotes a healthy lifestyle for your furry family. Find out more at caninecaviar.com.
No matter what kind of allergy day you're having, relief can be yours with Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Its prescription-strength medicine effectively relieves your worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, for 24 hours. Nasacort has no harsh taste, is non-drowsy and non-addictive. Unlike Flonase, Nasacort is scent and alcohol-free. For effective nasal allergy relief, choose Nasacort. It's guaranteed relief or your money back. Details at Nasacort.com. Use as directed.
Welcome to the show that really stinks, Odor Events, brought to you by Citrus Magic. Today, the Jones family will name all the odor events they can in 30 seconds. Ready? Go!
Rotten garbage can.
Yes, Molly.
Ew, musty basement.
Good, Jimmy.
Poopy diaper.
Yep, Haley.
Smelly socks.
Yes, Dave.
Stinky litter box.
Yes, Molly.
Ugh, funky fridge fumes.
Good, Jimmy.
Potty odor P.U.
Yes, Haley.
Dad's feet. Wait, cat pee.
You're out of time.
But
I'm sorry. See you again next week for...
That's squirrel.
Odor Events, the show that really stinks.
Get rid of the odor events in your home with Citrus Magic. The strength of its citrus makes odors disappear, leaving the fresh scent of natural citrus. Look for Citrus Magic in the air freshener aisle in Target, Kroger, Safeway, Publix, Walmart, and other fine stores everywhere.
Some of you think it takes too long to drive to Buffalo Wild Wings, order lunch, eat, and get back to work in time. It's because of people like you that we've got the B-Dubs Fast Break Lunch Menu. We guarantee you'll get an entree like wings or street tacos plus a side delivered to your table in just 15 minutes or it's free. You used to wish we could serve lunch faster. Now you might wish we were slower, but we won't be. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
For a limited time only at participating locations. Restrictions apply. See participating locations for details.
GEICO applauds your inner ride leader.
An enthusiastic engine rev goes out to the biker in you who leads the pack. Even if that pack is a party of one, you're still a leader to GEICO. To prove it, GEICO will insure your motorcycle with great rates and 24/7 customer service. And with GEICO by your side, you're never cruising solo, which means you've just been nominated as a real ride leader. Congrats. The smell of fine leather and trailblazing is in your future.
GEICO Motorcycle. See how much you could save.